Now that you've observed something, I'd like you to actually go outside, if it's a windy day, and find a tree and take a little time and observe a tree or a bush or plants and how they respond to the wind. And when you've done that, again, come back in. Now that you've observed how a tree responds to the wind, I'd like you just to think a bit about what you saw. And I know what I see when I observe that is that a tree bends with the wind. A tree's branches are like 1,000 little springs that are set off by the wind and reverberate. And what they're actually doing is they're absorbing some of the energy of that wind. If you're building a windbreak, something to slow down the wind and give you some wind shelter, you don't actually usually build a solid wall, because when a solid wall will do, the wind will slam right into it and it'll create more turbulence above it and around it. You create a filter of trees and bushes and things that are staggered so that by the time the wind gets through, that most of the energy of that wind has been absorbed. And what I'd like you to do right now is take that as a lesson. We can learn from nature, and we can learn from the natural world. So take a moment, and I'd like you to think about whether there is a problem or an issue in your life, maybe that you find yourself resisting or an idea that you find yourself blocking against. And just take a breath and think about what that is. As you think about that idea, I'd like you to think again about the wind and about the way that those trees respond to the wind. And ask yourself whether you have been trying to block this issue or whether there is some way that you can bend with it, that you can let it move you, let it yourself shift with it, let yourself in some way absorb the energy of it and spring back just like those trees do. Is there some way you can be flexible that you haven't seen yet? And again, breathe in and draw on the power, that immense creative power of life itself. And when you're ready, you can let go, open your eyes. And you might want to, again, get out your journal and do a little journaling about your issue and the ways that you might respond to it as a tree responds to the wind.